AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with Saudi Arabia's crown prince about tensions with Iran. Pompeo also said new sanctions on Iran are going into effect today.
This will be a further effort to ensure that their capacity not only to grow their economy, but to evade sanctions becomes more and more difficult. And it'll be an important addition to our capacity to enforce sanctions against Iran.
Meantime, Iran's Navy chief warned Iranian forces wouldn't hesitate to shoot down more U.S. surveillance drones from their skies. Democrats in Congress want to see more flexibility in the White House on immigration.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they've been offering compromises on immigration that some other Republicans accept, but President Trump never wants to take the deal. Instead,
he keeps threatening different policies and doesn't follow through. We're going to stop all trade with Mexico. We're going to now deport people. We're going to put tariffs on Mexico. It's erratic and inconsistent, and nothing is getting done.
Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major cities, then abruptly called them off. Schumer says the real immigration solution is to let people claim asylum in their home countries. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities in Mexico reinforced efforts over the weekend to deter Central Americans and others from crossing Mexico to reach the U.S., detaining migrants in the south and stationing National Guardsmen along the Rio Grande in the north. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is facing criticism at home in South Bend, Indiana. He's the mayor in South Bend. A white police officer shot and killed a black man. There was an emotional town hall meeting.
I would love to be able to finish my reply if that's
okay. There is a lot beneath the surface when it comes to trust and legitimacy around policing and race in our city.
Buttigieg says he'll send a letter to the Federal Department of Justice. This is AP Radio News. It happened again at Major League Ballpark at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Cody Bellinger hit a line drive foul ball that struck a young woman in the head. She was taken to a hospital for precautionary tests.
It was weird. It was the first time that I think I've actually hit a fan. I'm sure I hit a fan, but I saw it literally hit her face. So it was tough. Doc came over and had talk and just try to regroup. I'm sure it was tough for everyone.
More and more baseball parks are adding safety netting to protect fans from foul balls. Nick Walenda and his sister Lejana safely crossed Times Square in New York on a high wire strung between two skyscrapers 25 stories above the pavement.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Say, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
Their latest daredevil stunt was streamed live on ABC and watched by thousands from below. This was Lejana Walenda's first high wire walk since a near fatal accident in 2017. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.